This is an iHeart podcast.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. I told you it was going to be a good day. Cannibal Mark Latunsky admits to eating a man named Kevin Bacon. I'm not going to make any of the jokes that I want to make right now. What, Chris? I'm not going to because it wouldn't be right, and this is an appropriate show and a family show, but, I mean, can you blame him? Dear future number one best-selling author, I know you quit watching the NFL as I did, but I was wondering if you watch college football. If you do, what team do you root for? I was born in Ohio, sir. I root for the only team there is, the Ohio State University. Oracle! Besides the media-coordinated Trump arrest and perp walk, we are going to have feds and commies coordinating together to pretend to be MAGA in rioting. It will be merchandise to resell the January 6th false flag and give further cause for the Fed IRS crackdown. What can we do, if anything, to head this off? He says, Buenas tardes, and his name is
Buenas
John.
Buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes to you, John. I wanted to read this because this is something I want you to be very, very careful about, and I want you to be on the lookout for. Right now, it's not just something you and I talk about every single night on the radio. As we speak, as you're sitting there hearing the sound of my voice, as I'm sitting here speaking to you, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, they are not wanting you to do something violent and illegal. They're going to try to make you do something violent and illegal. They have a huge history of doing this. It's not just recently, by the way. Remember, I've told you the story before. You know the story of Ruby Ridge, where Randy Weaver, he was approached by a Fed and told him to saw off a shotgun, and Randy took it and sawed it off, and it was legal. He sawed it off legally. He didn't saw too much of it off. He brought it back to the Fed. The Fed says, oh, not quite short enough. Hey, here's it back. Can you saw a little bit more off to make sure it was illegal? And that was the justification they used to send people to his home and murder his son, his dog, and his wife. This is not a new phenomenon, but you better understand in this day and age, they are all over your internet. They're all over your text messages. They're all over your email. Be careful out there. You, peaceful and legal at all times. That quote buddy of yours on the internet, hey man, let's get to the range this weekend and let's go shooting and get ready for the feds. That guy's an FBI agent. Block that person. Delete that person off your list. That guy's trying to get you to commit crimes so the FBI can then ruin your life, probably end your life, plaster your face all over every single news channel until your wife will have to change her name and your kids will have to move out of town, throw you in prison for the next 50 years, and justify a crackdown on the political opponents of the Democratic Party. The second you see any, well, actually, you know what? Let me read it to you verbatim. I had someone say something to me on social media today. This, you want to know what a Fed looks like? This is verbatim what somebody said to me today. I'd put something up. What, I forget what I was talking about. It was what I said last night on the radio show about how we're the bridge. Those of us who are alive right now, we remember what it was like when the world was sane, and now the world's insane and getting worse. And we're that bridge. And I said, it's horrible because we'll remember what it was like. And this is what somebody said to me in response to this. I kid you not. It's people our age, Jesse, that either establish an underground revolution, restoration, or you will be right. Jesse, it's us, dude. Broadcasting and tweeting about it isn't enough. Firepower. It's going to take more. The money must be good. I get it. Jesse, we got to start an underground revolution. The second your buddy texts you, even if it's somebody you know, the second your buddy texts you, hey man, it's time to arm up and start a revolution, You block his phone number and never talk to him again. He's officially been compromised by the FBI, and he's been threatened with prison time if he doesn't get you to agree to do something violent and illegal. You stay legal at all times. At all times, you stay legal. You stay peaceful. But Jesse, things are too scary. They are scary. There's no question about it. We have so much work to do. Our work is not going to come from the barrel of a gun. Our work is going to come from a school board election. Oh, I know that's not sexy, right? See, Chris, you're terrible. Chris said it's boring. Oh, I know. No, I know. It sounds so much tougher and cooler, right? I'm going to strap on my vest and there's going to be a civil war. The last thing in the world you want is a civil war. And if you speak about it in that way, I assume you've never actually seen war and how terrible it is, let alone war that involves your own children. An underground revolution. Yeah, go run for school board. The next person who tells you something like that, oh, we got to shoot our way out of this, ask them. Oh, okay. I'll tell you what. We'll discuss that in a minute, shooting our way out. Can you tell me, before we get to that, are you running for office? Are you running for a city council or a school board, or are you deeply involved in any of the local campaigns that are? Are you running for sheriff, local DA? Inevitably, this is what you will get from that guy every time. Well, no, that's not going to do any good. No, getting yourself arrested and thrown in a dark hole the rest of your life, that's not going to do any good. Finding the red areas of this country, moving to them, becoming activists in those areas, demanding aggressive anti-communism from your legislators, and becoming those legislators yourselves, that's what will save the country. And I'm not giving you some pie-in-the-sky pep talk. We're going to be fine after the midterms. Just 2024 and we'll elect Trump again or Heavy D and we'll be fine. No. The federal government is almost undoubtedly lost. It almost can't be saved. I can't find a single path for it to be saved that I find to be realistic, but that's okay. Times change. There's so much good out there. Tens of millions of Americans who think like you. So much good out there. Legal, nonviolent, legal. That is the way. That is the way. Ignore and block anybody, online or privately. Jesse, it's time to get some bombs and stuff. That's an FBI agent sitting there. Probably has his FBI jacket on. Well, he probably has the bomb already made that he's going to plant on you and then raid you and prosecute you for having a bomb. Not that they would do that. Oh, yeah, they just got done doing that in Michigan. One of those idiots they busted over there. They planted the explosive. They gave him the explosive. They sold him the explosives and then raided his truck and said, hey, this guy's got explosives. Gosh, you better wake up and realize that's how these people operate. That's how they operate. So we will stay legal. We will stay local. The two L's, legal and local. That's what will take your country back. Democrats, the communists, they did not take over this country by taking over Congress. They didn't even honestly take over this country by taking over the DOJ. They took over this country by taking over the education system because everything filters through there. Everyone goes through it. Everybody, public, private, whatever it may be. Everyone goes through it. That's how they took over the country. And what's wild about that is it's their most important thing, and that's their softest underbelly. That's what we can take back. That's what isn't well defended. People don't even know who's on their school board. You got a bunch of scumbag communists on your school board? They're ripe for the picking if you dig in. Raise a little money, which you can do. Go take it back. The two L's, legal and local. That's how we save our country. All right. Someone wants to talk about the 17th Amendment. Someone wants to yell at me about Metallica. All that's still to come. What, Chris? Maybe what the guy who's mad at me about, maybe he'll feel better if he starts spending less on his cell phone bill every single month. Now, hear me out, Chris. Hear me out. Pure talk. I have a family of four. Because the kids are now in sports and all over the place. Now those spoiled little snots have cell phones. Don't worry. We heavily restrict everything. My bill got cut in half when I switched from T-Mobile to Pure Talk. I had an unlimited plan on Pure Talk or on T-Mobile, and now I have unlimited on Pure Talk. I can't talk. It was unlimited, and now it's still unlimited, and I saved half. My bill got cut in half. If you have AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, it's not just that you're funding people who hate your guts. You're spending way too much money. Dial pound 250, say Jesse Kelly. You get an extra month free, and you might want to hurry on that deal. Dial pound 250, say Jesse Kelly.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. Apparently, we're just going to have the Metallica talk right away, Chris. Apparently, we are. Because, look, all right. You know what? I have to get this off my chest. All right, I feel better. Now, let's get this. It's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, remember? Someone wants to talk about the 17th Amendment. And we'll get to the Postal Service spying on you in a second. But someone's angry with me. Dear Shogun Oracle, I've been listening to you for several years now. Come to know that you and I are nearly the same person. Not only do we agree on every political topic, we have more important things in common, such as being menu whisperers, our sense of humor, and hatred for salad on burgers. However, I've been deeply troubled by something you said on your show 1 to 2 months ago. I think about it daily. That is, when Master of Puppets was playing, coming back from break, you complained to Chris and said it was a terrible song, going on and on about it, and then immediately you said you're a Metallica fan. That's the equivalent of Texan proclaiming they're a huge barbecue fan, but they don't like brisket. It's the second greatest song ever written in the history of the earth, so on and so forth. Not only do I demand an apology to myself and all your listeners, I demand that you write a handwritten letter to James Hetfield himself confessing your sin and begging his forgiveness. It's from Nick. He said, P.S. if you're ever in Denver, beers are on me. I will not apologize. You know what, Master? You know what that song is, Chris? Turn on that song in the background. Turn it on underneath me so people can hear about this. You know what this is? This is you being nostalgic about earlier Metallica songs and pretending that's a good song. Where's the melody in this song at all? You're telling me... You're telling me that you find that song in any way as enjoyable as something like Nothing Else Matters? I mean, no, turn this song up. Turn this song up, Chris. Turn it up. And I want you to get Nothing Else Matters ready. Listen to this song. Master! All right, now turn on Nothing Else Matters, Chris. I'll give you a second while I filibuster here on the radio and act like I have something to say. But Chris is going to pull up Nothing Else Matters. Don't do these things where they just pound on instruments and tell me that's music. It's like all that hate metal stuff that BK plays. Now play it. Yeah, play it, Chris. You're seriously no. Leave it play. You're seriously telling me you'd rather hear Master than this? What, Chris? No, they're not both good in separate ways. One of them sucks. All right, Jesse, do you think we should repeal? Repeal? It's probably just repeal, but I read that wrong. I wish I could do that over again, but the show is live. Do you think we should repeal the 17th Amendment? Which has created a de facto mob rule, so on and so forth. Yeah, the 17th Amendment was a disaster. If you don't know what the 17th Amendment is, here's what it is. Did you know those United States senators you vote for in federal elections? Like, we have huge Senate races coming up in places like Nevada. The Laxalt in Nevada is a stud. I'm going to go to an event for him next week, I think. No, 2 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks from now, I'm going to do an event for him, trying to get him elected. Blake Masters in Arizona, total stud. But anyway, you realize that you shouldn't be able to vote for your senator, your United States senator. That's not how that was supposed to be. your United States senator, he was supposed to be appointed by your state legislature. Your state legislature. Let me ask you a question, and you don't have to answer me. I'm not your dad. You don't owe me an answer. But let me ask you a question. What's the name of your state senator? What's the name of your state representative? I'm not judging. You don't even know. I bet you know the name of your senator, though. You realize that that's exactly flipped of the way it should be. Your United States senator who represents your state, he should have so little say in your life that you hardly know who he is. Like one of my United States senators from Texas is John Cornyn. John Cornyn is basically a barnacle on the bottom of a ship. I want you to picture a hyena, and I want you to picture the hyena with an infected boil on its butt. That boil would be John Cornyn. And John Cornyn just joined with the Democrats to restrict my gun rights in the wake of the Uvalde shooting. John Cornyn should have no say in my gun rights whatsoever. I shouldn't even know his name. I wish I didn't know his name. However, my state representative, my state senator, I have access to him. And not just because I'm a world-famous author, Chris. No, seriously, I have access to him. You have access to him. He lives in your community. He shops at your grocery store. He's somebody you can crawl 5 feet up his rear end if he screws something up at the state house and the state senate. That's how it was supposed to be. And your state senate, your state legislature, I should say, they were the ones who were supposed to choose a man to go be the United States senator from your state. But we've done away with that, and now people vote on it. And with the exception of the 19th, it's probably the most disastrous amendment in the history of the United States of America. It has been a disaster. You know that old saying, the Senate is where conservatism goes to die? And that's obviously true. What are there, like 4 good senators? The rest are just a bunch of useless turds. You know that that shouldn't be the case. If you're sitting there right now and you're listening to this, let's say you're in Charleston, South Carolina. What, Chris? I love Charleston, okay? I can love Charleston. Let's say you're lucking out in Charleston, South Carolina, eating delicious pimento cheese and other things like that. You know that your state senator, your senator, both of them, they suck. Lindsey Graham sucks. Tim Defund the Police Scott, he sucks too. You realize that your state, South Carolina, is percentage-wise probably the reddest state in the union, that your two senators, they should be to the right of me. The senators from South Carolina should be blood red. Instead, you have Lindsey Graham and you have Tim Defund the Police Scott. The 17th Amendment was an unmitigated disaster. All right. Now, Kevin McCarthy, he's about to be Speaker of the House. Kevin McCarthy, he said something I thought sounded pretty good. I know that's sacrilege to compliment any of these establishment types, and I'm sure he'll probably screw it all up. Maybe he doesn't mean it at all. But honestly, I know, Chris, you heard what he said. You thought it sounded good. I thought it sounded good. I'm going to play it for you. You tell me if you believe him. And then I will get to the United States Postal Service spying on us. I'll get to this story about the inmate who stole cocaine and had a gun. We have talks about TV. We have talks about nuclear weapons and the going green movement in the military. All that's still to come on The Jesse Kelly Show. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I guess I'm going to have to pause the Ask Dr. Jesse questions for just a brief minute. So we have to do a couple things. One, I'm going to hate myself for this. I know I'm going to hate myself for this. I know I will. Kevin McCarthy, he's going to be Speaker of the House. He just is. I know you're mad about that. It's fine. Whatever. He's going to be Speaker of the House. You know, I've actually had a private dinner with Kevin McCarthy before, back when I was running. Yeah, back when I was running for Congress and losing both times in Arizona, not to brag or anything like that. He came down to help raise money because they thought I was going to win. It shows what they know. Anyway, but me, Kevin, and a couple donor friends of mine, we went out, got some steak. Very nice guy. But you know my thoughts on GOP establishment types and how they never fight for us and they're not going to do the things we want to do. And I know I'm going to be disappointed. I know it. But I heard Kevin McCarthy, and forgive me, Lord, gave me a little bit of hope.
If you trust us, hold us accountable. We're putting it out to the entire country. This is what we'll do. But on that very first day that we're sworn in, you'll see that it all changes. Because on our very first bill, we're going to repeal 87,000 IRS agents.
Chris, do you believe him? Chris, oh, Chris is so jaded. Chris immediately, no. I don't believe him either, but I want to believe him. I want hope, Chris. Why can't we have hope? You know what? You know what? You know what gives me hope? No matter who's running the house, Maria Salazar is still going to be there fighting for us.
And do you support a no-fly zone in Ukraine?
I support everything that has to do with punishing Vladimir Putin and helping the Ukrainians.
Wouldn't that mean direct conventional warfare with Russia?
I don't know what it will mean, but you know, freedom is not free.
So you don't know what a no-fly zone will mean? Do you have to shoot down Russian planes? I mean,
of course.
So conventional war with Russia.
Listen, thank you.
Listen, thank you, Chris. Chris brought up a good point, because 2023 is coming fast. And you know, I've made an ironclad commitment to you in this ugly political environment we're in, where both sides are tearing each other apart. I will do something bipartisan every 2 years. We did it last year. We came up with the Jesse Kelly Show's bipartisan hottest women of Congress list. Now you got to do it every 2 years, because every 2 years there's so much turnover. And I remember it was controversial last year because the award happened to be a partially used Red Lobster gift card that we sent to the reigning champion, Lauren Boebert of Colorado. We got a new crop of dimes coming in. And remember, the list only judges these women by what matters. Looks. We don't take anything else into account. So that's why AOC was on the list. But Maria Salazar was on the list last year too. This next year, it's funny because the show has gotten so big, they all know about the list. They all talk about the list. It's hilarious. I get all these text messages. They all know about it. They all talk about it. Anyway, next year we're going to have some of them on the show. As we dig into the research and we put together, it's going to be a difficult list. It's not easy, right? We will do the hard work for you, and we will come up with the list. Chris just brought up to me, you know Maria Salazar is never coming on, right? That's probably true, Chris. But think if she did. Think how much fun it would be. Think how much fun it would be. I could wrap up the interview with a listen. Thank you. All right. USPS spied on pro-gun protesters. The United States Postal Service, or USPS, thanks for clearing that up, guys, isn't the topic of a lot of discussion, so on and so forth. Anyway, what you should know, the United States Postal Service monitored protesters across the country snooping on Americans focused on issues involving guns and President Biden's election, according to records obtained by the Washington Times. Remember that talk we just had about that person on social media who tells you, enough is enough, we got to storm D.C.? There are a lot of feds out there. They're all aimed at you. Legal and local. That is our path forward. Symmetrical Stallion. I've seen you on the First TV. Remember, I have a TV show every single night on the First TV, 9 p.m. Eastern time. I've seen you on the First TV, and I've listened to you on the Jesse Kelly Show. I can't help but notice the dramatic difference in your demeanor. On the First TV, you seem more like a sedated, caged panther. And on the Jesse Kelly Show, you seem more like a free peacock with the wind at your haunches. Just wondering if there's a reason for it. I'm assuming it's to appeal to different audiences. Says, please honor me by saying my name. Her name is Carly. Carly's one of those hot chick names, Chris. No, seriously, there's never been an ugly one. All right, you know what? We're focusing. We're focused, Chris. Different on TV and radio. Okay, one, it's definitely not intentional. It's definitely not different audiences, I don't think. Oh, keep in mind, though, I am so new to media. I don't know if there's a difference in audiences between radio or TV, the older, younger audience, male, female audience. I'm assuming the ladies love the TV show, Chris. No, seriously, I don't know. It's not intentional. I love radio and TV for different reasons. I love them both equally. Just to clarify something, when I first started doing media 4 years ago and got blessed enough to start, you know, foot in the door on radio and then foot in the door on TV, and it was real entry-level stuff in the beginning, because I had no idea any of this would work, I always assumed one would be a massive failure, at least one. I just didn't hope both would be. It turned out both of them have worked really well. So I've just kept running with both of them. I never thought I'd be doing both. I really didn't think I'd be doing either 4 years later, right? But they both kind of took off. I love them for different reasons. TV, I like the... This is going to sound really stupid. This is going to sound stupid and artsy, but I'm an author, Chris. I am artsy. TV, I like the visual aspect of it because I like to be able to talk with my hands and roll my... Yes, Chris, I do like me on camera, okay? I like to be able to talk with my hands and roll my eyes and turn my head one way or turn my head the other way. I like when I'm making a point, I like to be able to do it physically. But radio, I like that it is more free. The radio show is 3 hours. I can do a segment on Fritos if I want. In TV, it's 1 hour. You get like 40 minutes on the air. It's got to be topic, 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 and then you're gone. Radio, I mean, as you well know, I'll just get off on some bizarre tangent and I won't come back for a half hour, 45 minutes. You can't do that in TV. So I bet that's part of it. Part of it probably is too... Radio's more intimate than TV is. TV's more of a performance. You know, it's not that I don't believe what I say, but I'm on television. It's a visual product. I'm performing. Radio, it's just you and me talking. There's no camera. There's no lights. There's no nothing. Okay, I guess there is a camera now, but you understand what I mean. It's just me and a microphone. It's just you and me. It's more intimate. So I guess maybe that's it. Chris, did any of that make sense? Was that a decent answer? None of it made sense? Dang it. All right. I have some funny Biden clips from today, and someone wants to know about a green military. Before we get to any of that stuff, let's discuss your footwear. Because your footwear around the house probably sucks. I believe me, I know you're probably smart enough to have day-to-day shoes you wear to work that are quality. You realize the difference in how your feet feel, your knees feel, your back feel. But what happens is the same thing I did forever. So I'm not judging. You go home, let me get these shoes off, and you throw on what? The crappy $5 pair of sandals you picked up last time you were at the grocery store. Oh, I know. I've had them all. Why are you doing that? Are you home most of the time? Or are you at work most of the time? Go to MyPillow.com right now. They have a big sale going on. They have all-season slippers, slides, sandals. They have their glorious moccasins. I love the buckskin ones. I have the buckskin ones. They're really cool. They have all this footwear that will make a difference in how you feel, how your body feels. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener specials. Promo code Jesse can get you stuff as low as $29.98. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or call 800-845-0544.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. It is the next James Bond. Will be more in touch with his feelings, producers say. Now, I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but people actually don't think James Bond is a real person. They watch James Bond movies because James Bond is the ultimate caricature, over-the-top caricature of what women want and men want to be. Good-looking, perfect suit, fast cars, great gadgets, very tough guy. He just swoops in and scarfs up all the dimes in the room. He's an over-the-top, not believable caricature. If you turn him into the weepy soy boy that occupies so much of Western society now, nobody's going to want to go watch. And this is going to be the best part. Once again, all these idiot communists in Hollywood, they're going to make some touchy-feely James Bond, and the numbers will just crater when they come out, and they'll be just dumbfounded. They won't have any idea what's... Well, I don't understand. He was crying. We had him crying, and he guess what? He reached out to the almighty woman to save him because women can do anything men can do. I don't understand why this thing failed at the box office. Nobody wants to see some chick spin-kicking her way to victory. We want to see Steven Seagal doing hand stuff. And what? Chris, Steven Seagal was sweet. You're too young to appreciate Steven Seagal, especially now that he's fat and insane. And it's like he's a big Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin? He's a big Vladimir Putin guy. Oh, did you hear Biden from today? Biden spoke a little bit today. I haven't played it yet. Biden had a couple gems out there. Here was old Papa Joe.
Best. And by the way, as I pointed out when I got it passed the first time as a senator, in Delaware, we're a big gun owning state. A lot of duck hunters, a lot of hunters. And I'd be going, and I literally went up and down the streams campaigning and going to the people who were part, who belonged to the NRA and others. And I'd say, how many deer out here are wearing Kevlar vest? but I'm seriously, think about it.
What in God? That stupid line is one he uses over and over. The weirdest thing about Joe Biden, I mean, it's not even showering with his daughter. The weirdest thing about Joe Biden, allegedly, sorry, Chris, allegedly. Look, I didn't ever believe the Ashley Biden diary was real until the FBI started kicking in the doors of people they thought had it. All that did was confirm to me it was real. You don't kick in someone's door for a fake diary. You send the checka to kick in someone's door for a diary you don't want to be made public. So anyway, on top of that and the sniffing, maybe the weirdest thing about Joe Biden is this. His terrible lines, terrible jokes, everyone has them. His terrible jokes, he never changes them or improves them. He goes back to them all the time as if they're killers. It would be like, you know, a comedian. You realize these stand-up comedians you like and I like, you know, they don't change their stand-up routine all the time, right? They'll do a little mini tour lots of the time where they'll test jokes on an audience. They'll find the good jokes. They'll find the money ones. And then they'll go do a tour in 20 cities and do the same routine. That's the same routine. Joe Biden, what he does is the equivalent of finding all the worst jokes and making that his routine. It's just so stupid. It's one, as you well know, The Second Amendment is not about hunting. The Second Amendment is actually not even about protecting yourself in your home. The Second Amendment, as the founders wrote extensively, is about fighting the government if you have to, if the government becomes despotic. And again, we have such a bunch of weenies on our side that won't just simply discuss what is clearly in writing. But setting that aside, that's just so dumb. Joe Biden never campaigned up and down any streams. And if he did campaign up and down streams, he most definitely didn't walk up to a duck hunter and start talking to him about Kevlar vests. I ever tell you when my dad took me duck hunting, Chris? Oh, yeah. Hold on. I'll get back to the media going green or the military going green in a second. You know what? You know what Joe Biden needs when he's walking up and down those streams? You never know. You may come across a mad hunter. He needs a hero gun, Chris. What? It's a non-lethal gun. He doesn't want to hurt anybody. It's a non-lethal gun. May save his life. May save your life one day. Non-lethal gun. In all seriousness, you should keep it on you at all times. That daughter you sent away from college should have one on her at all times. The son you sent away, all times. Your mom living alone, all times. You should have one by your bed. Go to hero2020.com. It shoots these pepper balls 100 miles per hour. Don't just get one for yourself. Get one for the person you love the most. It might save their life. It saved lives of people who listen to this show. That's why I speak so loudly about it. Doesn't require a concealed carry permit. Doesn't matter if that person you're buying it for hates guns. That's fine. It's got a laser sight, point and squeeze. Any idiot can use it. Chris can use it. Go to hero2020.com. Code Jesse gets you a special discount. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. I'm not going to spend a long time on the duck hunting thing, but you duck hunt when it's cold in Montana. And now I would go hunting with my dad, but we would go antelope hunting or deer hunting or elk hunting. And that involves, you know, you're lots of hiking through the hills, so you're pretty warm. Duck hunting, ducks have great eyes. You have to get somewhere in like a duck blind, and you just have to lay there still. And we went duck hunting one time, Chris. It was 20 below zero. And you have to sit there in 20 below zero, and you can't move around. You can't get up and stretch. I got to do some push-ups, jumping jacks. You're laying there. I remember losing feeling in my feet. But again, it's my dad, so I can't say anything at this point in time. You have no choice. It was probably a great preparation for the Marines. You have no choice but to sit there and shut up and just simply sit there and endure it. And we had to get in this canoe to cross the river because we were actually in an island in the middle of the river. We had to get in this canoe, and we weighed way too much for this canoe. The water was like 4 or 5 inches below the edges of the canoe. It was, if we had gone down in that water, that might have been life-threatening. It would not have been good. Oh, it gives me the shivers. I'm already getting the shivers, Chris. All right. I just want to, this is just too good. Again, how it started.
And we saved the planet. We're saving the planet with record $360 billion to save the planet, and generating jobs and cleaner air and cleaner water and jobs and security for our country.
We have been warned that home heating oil prices will skyrocket this winter. Well, now National Grid and Eversource say we could be in for some sticker shock as well when we open our electric bills. In a filing yesterday with the state, National Grid said it is looking to increase rates this winter by more than 60% from a year ago. Eversource is expected to make a similar rate hike request soon as well. Just like in Europe, Massachusetts relies heavily on the natural gas pipeline in Russia to run its electrical grids, and the invasion in Ukraine is continuing to cause supply issues.
Yeah, just remember the destruction is intentional. Remember, as you look on in horror, in absolute horror, as your heating bill, AC bill as it currently stands, as you see your power bill go up, 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 which ours is getting to the point of jaw-dropping. If I catch those kids leaving the lights on in their house, in their room one more time. Anyway, as you see your power bill going up and up and up and up and up, do keep in mind it's not because of Russia's war in Ukraine. You sit in the United States of America. You sit on an endless supply of oil, coal, natural gas. It's limitless here. Limitless. We could never get it all out. Not in 100 lifetimes could you get it all out. All the pain you're feeling when that bill hits, all of it is intentional because the world has been forced to acknowledge something that's a total lie, man-made climate change. What kind of an idiot came up with that? Probably the same moron who came on with social distancing. Stupidest thing I've ever heard. All right. Speaking of which, someone has a question about the military going green. Next.
This is an iHeart podcast.